Blog Talk Radio.
War's over, but a soldier on, still battling ghosts. Still struggling to see the sun, too heavy for a heart like stay, stay. Watching over me, save me, save me. Last stand before I walk away. Spellbound, I'll stutter, I'll pray, release me.
Intended to inspire people, to enlighten people, to bring knowledge. And I want to say a lot of the knowledge that we bring, most of it is before its time. So when people hear it, they're going to be like, man, these dudes talking crazy. Or what they talking about, they tripping. See what I'm saying? But if you study what we've been doing and when we first start dropping info, people wasn't up on it, but when people got up on it, they started using it, and they saw what it was. That's when you awaken that third eye, but we're going to get into that. We're going to get into the first eye, the second eye, the third eye, the fourth eye, and the fifth eye. It's a lot of information that's been going around about the eyes and the chakras, and they've been literally making shit up, and I usually don't speak on nothing unless I got the vision. So when I get the vision puts it out there. It ain't no voices talking to me and shit saying say this and say that. Nah, I got the vision and it's clear. It's like being in the matrix, you know what I'm saying? so you can put out this information. I believe, you know what? I know I can be heard because I hear myself on this phone. I got this phone, that phone. I'm having all time. I'm in travel mode. This is why I'm in the whip right now, because I'm in travel mode. I was traveling. I'm not back in Georgia right now. Psy G, peace to the God. I'm not back in Georgia right now. I'm in New York right now. So I had to set up in a whip because I don't want a lot of distractions because I got my children around. And I know they ain't going to let me do the show. They're going to be all in there and they might distract me. But I want to make sure this message is clear. Psy G, my sister, Danita, peace. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Ricky, Atone, appreciate y'all. So I'm just going to get right into it because you have to, like, you don't have to, like I say, people can live their own life, do what they want. But when I get this information, it's to put it in layman's terms to awaken people. And if you have an open mind, you're going to catch these things. If your mind is closed, you're going to have cognitive dissonance. So every bone in your body is going to disagree. You're going to say, like I said, yo, this guy crazy. What is he talking about? What's going on? But I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. We're going to talk about the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth eye. Now, one thing you hear a lot is people saying they open the third eye. You even see them walking around with the tattoos of the horse eye on them. And, you know, they get the horse eye. And to a certain degree, you know, the eyes are open to consciousness. And, you know, you got to know how to use that consciousness and comprehend knowledge and things like that. But a lot of people say their eyes is open, may not really be open. I can't think for nobody, so I don't really know. I can only make an assumption based on the information that they put out. So what I'm saying is this. I'm going to kick it off with this. First and second eye. This is your first and second eye, no matter which way you want to put it. Those eyes, these eyes are congruent, and they bring things to the mind, into the mind. Through the vision, it goes into the mind. That's the purpose of it. So when you're talking about the first, second, third, fourth, fifth eye, it's all mental. It's all dealing with the mind. What goes into the mind? What are you receiving through these eyes? So when people start talking about, yeah, just the chakra and you open this eye and you got to have some type of out-of-body experience and shit and take mushrooms, they just making shit up because they don't understand. They don't understand that the eyes, they don't understand the sight, the vision. They don't understand that. So you have these two eyes, which I said are congruent, which means that they're twins. They're the same. You know, they can work together. They can work separately. That's your first and second eye. They come as a package deal. So when you open these eyes, your first and second eye is open. That gives you vision. You know what I'm saying? So now, the third eye. I'm going to read on the third eye. The third eye is the mind's eye. You know, it's still dealing with mental. It's still dealing with perception of the mind and your consciousness. The third eye is dealing with your consciousness because they say the third eye is here. They call it the pineal gland and things like that, you know. So we're gonna go into this definition of the third eye. And like I said, work with me because I'm all over the place. I'm still trying to figure out my system because I am doing my blog show. And I would appreciate if more people call into the blog show where the magic happens, which is 515-605-9749. So when we get to talking, call into that show. You're going to be able to talk. Peace, leave your mark in the world. And these shows, when they start hitting, they heard all over the world. People get to hear you and you can speak your peace. Psy G been around since the beginning. He's been holding it down. He's been around. So let's talk about the third eye. Like I said, it's simple. A lot of this stuff you already heard, so it's going to be so simple, but it's going to give you clarity. And if you catch the message from the beginning and not in the middle, you get a better understanding of what I'm saying, and then you get to actually visualize it, and you get to have a full experience of using your eyes. So the third eye. Let's go to the third eye. The third eye, mystical and esoteric concept of a speculative invisible eye which provides perception beyond ordinary sight. Okay, now that perception all goes to the mind. Everything goes to the mind. The third eye, also called the mind's eye or inner eye, is a mystical and esoteric invisible eye usually depicted as located on the forehead, which provides perception beyond ordinary sight. in India spiritual traditions. I don't care about no Indian spiritual traditions. In India spiritual traditions, third eye refers to the Ajna or brow chakra. The third eye refers to the gate that leads to the inner realms of spaces of higher consciousness. So basically, to sum it up, the third eye is a higher consciousness, which is an awakening. And that's a realization of, oh, wait, I am a slave. Oh, wait, I have been brainwashed. Oh, wait, they are poisoning my food. Oh, wait, we have been captured at war and taught to forget. We have been trained to forget things. We have been cut off at the path to stop the history. Stop us from learning they from Africa. Send them back to go back to Africa. So they have blocked that third. I don't even know if I'm still on. And I probably just went out for a little bit. Damn. Okay. So let me recap this. If I went out and came back in, talk about the five eyes. First and second eye, your two eyes that you open, your visual eyes. Your third eye dealing with the pineal gland, which is your mind's eye. Your fourth eye is dealing with the visions and your dreams and your subconscious. Your third eye is your conscious eye. Your fourth eye is your subconscious eye. And your fifth eye is the reality or whatever you see, the vision you see after the four eyes are closed, you see death in your fifth eye. You get to see whatever you think you're going to see, a heaven, a hell, whatever, your aunt, your grandma, whoever you're going to see. You get to see all this in your fifth eye. You even get to see darkness. You get to see darkness forever if it's nothing, but you're going to open that fifth eye. So there we have it. So let me try to figure out how I can do this best without cutting everything off and bring somebody in on the show. I think I just pressed the wrong button just now. Let me see. I'm trying to get it together. So now I can hear myself. See, it's going to be a crazy show. It's going to be all over the place. So I'm going to go ahead and shut this thing down because I can't get it together right now, but I did get the message out. Oh, you can't hear on the blog. See, that's what I was saying. I can't be heard on the blog. So I might do a recap of this show or just play what I got here and re-record it and then upload it later. That's what I'm going to do. So everybody good? Nobody got no questions? You can study that or you can kick it to the curb. Either way, I have the vision. I'm good where I'm at. I'm going to stay focused. I'm going to stay sharp. And you do what you do. You live and learn. You live and learn. Now observe. That's what the Royals do. Observe. Somebody want to know the link to my book? I'm going to have to tell. Oh, you know what? I can say the link to my book right here on this live. If you go to Google and you look up No Love for Thy Neighbor. Look up No Love for Thy Neighbor. Oh, Eulogy. Maybe you could work the board for me, man. I don't know if you could do that or not. But that's what I'm having a problem with on the phone. Every time I try to go work the board, it blocked me out. But if you Google No Love for Thy Neighbor, you're gonna see my book, No Love for Thy Neighbor. It's got a vulture on the front, and it got a picture of me on the back stacking the rocks and whatnot. You're going to be able to see the book, and the book is about $40, something like that. Oh, thank you, sis. Appreciate you. You got five eyes are going to open. All that chakra shit, people be making up, talk about you about to float in the air and shit, and they be making up shit. They don't know what the hell they be talking about. They just say shit just to sound good. But I'm here. I said false prophets beware. So if there's some false prophets and you thought you ain't prophesizing for real, you better go ahead with that. Because I'm gonna let you know. I'm going to bring you to the light. You're going to see the light. Yeah, but this was an interesting show. I think I'm going to go ahead and get off here because I can't control my boards. So I don't know, you know, what direction this is going to go in. So I'm going to go ahead and shut the show down. I'm going to end the show. And I'm going to end the live. I don't know how the hell I'm going to do this shit.